Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the Our Father, we pray, lead us not into temptation. Well, how do we understand this? God does not lead us into temptation. Well, the original Greek means, do not allow us to give into temptation and sin. That's what we're praying for. Temptation does not come from God. It comes from the world, the flesh, meaning our fallen human nature, and it comes from the devil. We can't control the world or Satan. With God, however, we can control ourselves. Our fallen human nature can be transformed with Christ. But we have to really pinpoint the source of the temptation that comes from within. That flows from our vices, our disordered desires. These tempt us to sin. Pride, vain ambition, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, and lust. And every person is dominated by two or three of these. And if we want to get free from these vices, then we need to identify the two or three deadly sins that dominate us. That's what we call our predominant faults. So how do we identify these? It's pretty simple. Just do a brief examination of conscience every day for a week. Look at what you've done that's wrong or failed to do that was right, and then ask, which of the deadly sins was the cause? It won't take long to see a pattern. Then you'll know your dominant sins. But then you got to make a concrete game plan to behave differently. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if we want to do everything we can to remove temptation from our life, then we need to remove the near occasion of sin. Jesus said, if your right hand causes you to sin, you got to cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, you need to pluck it out. That means that we may have to cut certain things out of our life, certain things that aren't bad in themselves, but which for us are near occasions of sin. Temptation and sin is nearly always linked to a particular situation. Sinful behavior and addiction are largely environmental. If you put folks in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving into it, it goes way down. And this is just what classic Catholic moral advice has always said. Avoid the near occasion of sin. So if a man struggles with lust and looking at pornography, then scrolling through YouTube will be a deadly occasion of sin. So remove the near occasion. Delete your YouTube app. Probably comparing yourselves to others is killing you. So stop using social media. Is the news about the world and the church causing you fear, anxiety, and anger? Then cut it out. Do you drink too much? Then get rid of the alcohol. Do you really need these things more than heaven? I mean, really? Willpower isn't primarily about resisting temptation when the storm hits. By the time temptation hits, we're usually too far gone to resist. Willpower is about strategizing in advance. It's about identifying the situations in which we're tempted and then avoiding them. Jesus doesn't say, if your eye causes you to sin, just resist the temptation next time. No, he says, pluck out your eye. Cut out the occasion of temptation. Change your environment, and the temptation will diminish. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
With God's help, we strive to remove all sin and all occasions of sin. But we don't necessarily want God to remove all trials. Some trials are necessary for our growth in virtue and our intimacy with God. The Apostle James writes, "My brothers, you will always have your trials. But when they come, try to treat them as a happy privilege. You understand that your faith is only put to the test to make you patient. But patience, too, is to have its practical results so that you will become fully developed, complete, with nothing missing. Happy the man who stands firm when trials come. He has proved himself and will win the prize of life, the crown that the Lord has promised to those who love him." In strength training, you have to add weight or resistance to get stronger. God allows trials to make his children grow in virtue and strength. God allows us to face trials that call for courage so that we grow in courage. He allows trials that call for honesty so that we grow in honesty. He allows trials that call for fidelity so that we grow in fidelity. So if God is allowing some trial in your life, there is only one reason. He is exercising his chosen athletes to become glorious. So let's not ask that we be spared the trials that perfect us. Let us not ask that we be left mediocre, or worse, weak. Rather, pray that we be made glorious sons and daughters of God by means of the trials our Father allows and his grace that strengthens us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Remember, Jesus put the apostles to the test. Before entering the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to Peter, James, and John, "Pray that you will not enter into temptation." But they did not pray. They fell asleep. And when the trial broke, they forsook him and fled. The Catechism says, such a battle and such a victory become possible only through prayer. If we don't develop a life of prayer, we will never have the strength to overcome temptation. Now, vocal prayer, like saying the name of Jesus, is powerful. But we must go further to mental prayer, where we think deeply about Christ and what he's telling us, and about ourselves and about our predominant faults, so that we are convicted to make strong resolutions to change. Now, meditating on the Word of God in this rosary, it's a good start. But God wants to draw you deeper. He wants to draw you into more extended time of silent reflection. Go with him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, in the last line of the Our Father, we pray, deliver us from evil. The greatest evil from which we need to be delivered is sin, and the root cause of all sin is pride. In some sense, we could say that pride is all the ways we try to create our identity and prove our worth apart from God. Now, not universally, but often men try to create their identity and personal value through achievements, and women through their children and grandchildren. What you personally achieve, or what your kids or grandkids do or become, does not determine who you are. Who are you? What is your worth? You are a son or daughter of God. He is your father. That is your identity. And what is your worth? All the blood of Christ. You are worth the life of God. So, with God as your father, no matter what happens, your identity and value are safe. You are safe. And now that you know who you are and what you are worth, seek transforming union with Jesus, and then go and do something good for others. And if you make that a habit, then you will be delivered from all evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
That was a good one. It was a very good one. I was thinking about a lot. I spiraled down a bit of a rabbit hole halfway through about the dogmas of Mary, because you mentioned St. James. But that's besides the point.
Wait a minute.
I had a conversation recently with a friend who often works with a lot of non-denominational missionaries.
Yeah.
And she said the biggest issue that comes up is that they refer to James as the brother of Jesus.
Oh.
But all besides the point. I thought about that for a long time and I was upset. But
do you know how to answer?
My thought on it is if someone brought it up to me and they were like, well, they say brother often, I'd be like, you know what? I've spent some time in Israel and my dad has spent even more time. And you know what all of our Palestinian friends call my dad? Brother. It'd be really weird if you thought that we were related. But I'll take it one step farther. Our Palestinian bus driver, Yasser, once said to me, Teresa, you are my favorite nephew. So the implications there, if you're really not accounting for translation and culture, are just bizarre.
Well, the fact is that in most of the Middle Eastern languages, there's no word for cousin.
Yes.
So every extended family member, the equivalent of cousin is brother. And all you have to do is read if you would read just a couple of passages of scripture, you could see very quickly that there are three Marys at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It says Mary, the mother of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Mary, the wife of Clopas,
mm-hmm.
and Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we only need two scripture passages to straighten this out.
Mm.
In John chapter 19, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Who's that?
Mary.
Mary. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas. Now, unless you're George Foreman, I think George Foreman named all his kids George. You probably wouldn't name your kids with the same name, would you?
Mm.
So if it says his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, what does that make his mother's sister?
Not his mother's sister.
Not the blood sister.
Yeah.
Sister-in-law.
Oh, I see.
So that's the aunt of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary, the wife of Clopas, is the aunt of Jesus. That would make her kids the what of Jesus?
Cousins.
So then we go to Matthew 13. And in Matthew 13, he's back in Nazareth and they're complaining, saying, we know who this guy is. Is not his mother, the woman called Mary, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude, the sons of Mary, the wife of Clopas?
That's such a very clear-cut passage.
Two passages clears up the whole deal.
I really thought Yasser cleared it up enough, but that is very clear cut. I will also still take this back to the meditation as fun as that is, because that did occupy my mind for some time. I thought it was worthwhile. It was a fun little brain exercise for me. But I really like the point as far as not just trying to avoid sin, but temptation, because I think it's actually quite accurate to say most sins that we're committing aren't things that we're pursuing. They're things that we're letting happen.
Correct.
And it's like gossip is always such a great example when it comes to sin, because I think it's just so pervasive in general. But it's not something that I'm often like, you know what? I want to gossip today. I'm really feeling like, but it's one of those things that it's always just someone else brings something up and then I'm like, oh, it would be such a drag. I'd be such a narc if I called them out for this right now. That'd be such a buzzkill. I'll just let this happen. You know, it's just letting things happen all the time. And it's somewhat like, oh, Yeah, I don't have to avoid getting hit by cars that much because I don't walk on 435.
Exactly. You don't walk on the highway.
That's a really good way. You avoid
walking on the highway.
Because once I'm on the highway, I probably can't avoid getting hit by a car. It's not really my choice anymore.
So is there, could you imagine there being one or two people that you typically fall into the sin of gossip with?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that it's a pattern that if I'm with those people, it's likely.
I think it can be a hard thing to draw the line with, but, and maybe gossiping isn't the biggest like representation of this, but there are definitely people that sometimes those are the temptations you need to cut off.
Yeah. You have to do one of two things. You either need to know ahead of time when I'm with these people or this person, often I fall into this sin. So I got to prepare ahead of time not to. And if you can't, then you got to avoid them.
Yeah, it's...
Or you got to kill them.
Yeah, you could just kill them. And if you're really tempted to kill people, it's just... It's really unfortunate. You're at a stalemate. Nothing you can do. but it's... I think the thought might be, well, like, I don't want to cut off that person. I could help them down the line. Like, that's just abandoning them. But it's somewhat like sitting on a plane and the... what do they call that? The breathing mask?
Yeah.
Those come down. You got to put yours on before you, you know, help anyone else with theirs. You're not going to help them out of sin if you can't even help yourself in that moment.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point. That's a great point. So again, this is the power of mental prayer, where we spend time reflecting not only on what Jesus says and does, but then we reflect on our own lives so that we get a better knowledge of ourselves so that we can form a better strategy.
Yeah.
And that leads to the concrete resolution that we put into practice. And then we change. But without that reflection, that double reflection on God and our own lives, there's not going to be any change.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for the conversation.
That was a fun one.
Are you sure you're not Yasser's nephew?
I'm pretty confident I'm Yasser's nephew. Fantastic. I'd be honored.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.